Two sets of twins help their teams to state titles, and one basketball power completes the quadfecta. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The first of two great weekends of basketball at the Breslin Center in East Lansing is in the books, and four boys basketball teams are now MHSAA champions.
For the first time since 2000, Orchard Lake St. Mary's basketball state champions. The job is finished. The message coming in this weekend was we are here on a business trip to finish what we started last year, and they have officially finished it.
That was Eric Vandefeifer of the MHSAA Championship Radio Network with the call as Orchard Lake St. Mary's knocked off North Farmington in the Division I final. Junior sensation Trey McKinney led the Eaglets with 32 points and 10 rebounds. St. Mary's has now won boys basketball titles in four different classes, Division I, Class B, Class C, and Class D. Niles Brandywine captured its first boys basketball title, this coming in Division III. The Bobcats beat Detroit Old Redford 56-48. Jeremiah Palmer had 18 points and 6 rebounds in the victory. His twin brother Jameer Palmer chipped in with 8 points and 3 assists. This game was close at halftime, but Brandywine outscored Old Redford by 15 in the third quarter to pull away. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. This time, we're highlighting some girls' basketball regional titles. First, Vicksburg won its first regional title. The Bulldogs beat Grand Rapids South Christian 49-34 to earn that regional trophy. Also winning a first regional title, Rochester Hills Stony Creek. Sarah LaPrairie had 32 in the 59-45 win over Macomb, Dakota. And Tecumseh had won a regional title before, but not since 1975. They defeated defending Division II champion Lansing Catholic 56-52 to hold up a regional trophy for the first time in nearly 50 years.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the court. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semifinal and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a two-point or three-point field goal attempt. The MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Back to the Breslin Center.
Moses Blackwell has it as the clock expires. Blackwell throws the ball up in the air, and Warren Lincoln celebrates the first ever boys basketball championship in school history.
Denny Kapp of the MHSAA Championship Radio Network there as Warren Lincoln won its first boys basketball title 53-39 over Grand Rapids Christian in the Division II title game. The Abes, yes, the Warren Lincoln Abes, what a great nickname, got 24 points from Marcus Blackwell and another dozen from his twin brother Moses in the win. And in Division IV, Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian beat Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart 79-59, winning its sixth boys basketball title under head coach Mark Keeler. The defenders had all five starters go for double digits, and Keaton Blanker added 12 assists. For more on all four title games, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. This is the final installment for the 23-24 school year. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back in the fall.